have to be transformed. And that's with anything in life that we do. Our mind have to be transformed. And God has set up a roadmap for us how to be transformed. When God created us, he put in us the perfect hardware. We the right size, the right nationality, and we have the right gifts. But we as humans, we always complain. I don't like the way this is. I don't like the way that look. I don't want to be this, and I don't want to be that. But when God created us, he put in us the right perfect hardware. We are the right size. We are the right color. And we have the right gifts in us. But we have to activate those gifts through the word of God. He also made us the right size. You have us, especially us females, complain about our weight all the time. All the time. We get so caught up in our weight sometimes we can't see whatever else is going on. But when we realize what God has done, we can get control of the weight of whatever is going on in our life. From the beginning, your original software said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But he's not going to strengthen us if we are not walking in his will. If we are not doing it the way he wants us to do it. He wants our mind to be transformed. And if our minds are transformed, whatever the problem is, God's going to fix it. He's going to work it out. Amen? He said we can do all things through him who strengthen us. Whatever we touch, we shall prosper and succeed. Now, this is worried. And we are, either we are a victor or a victorious. Amen? That's left up to us. God created us and designed us to live an abundant life because he said he came to give us life and life more abundant. So, once we begin to walk in the will of God, in the way of God, and have our minds reprogrammed, we'll begin to see things happen in our lives that we desire. Because he told us also in his word, he gave us the desires of our hearts. In Psalms 20:4, he said he may grant us our hearts to desire and fulfill all our plans. But we need to realize his plans, our plan, his plans are our plans, not our plans. Because in Proverbs 16:9, it says, the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes our steps. Now, we plan our own ways because we're human. But if we let God plan our ways, he establishes our steps. If we plan it ourselves, sooner or later, it's going to fall. But if we let God establish us, the plans are going to stand. Amen? We can't do it on our own. We have to let God do it. And the word is saying many are the plans of man in his mind. But he wants us to do his purpose. When we do the purpose, then we are walking in his spirit. We are letting him establish us. We are letting him make our plans. We don't always experience abundant life because we allow things to come in and contaminate us, to mess us up. We say to ourselves, we'll never be successful. I'll never break this addiction. I'm just average. But you know, we got to be careful what we say with our mouths. Our mouths mess us up. Amen. That's why our minds need to be transformed and renewed by the word of God. As we begin to get our minds renewed, we be careful what we say with our mouth. We be careful what we speak out of our mouth. So what we say if you say we'll never be successful, we never will. Because you said it with your mouth. Your mouth can hold you back. Your mouth can make you miss your blessings. And we say, we have addiction problem. If we say, oh, I never break this addiction, that's what'll happen. And let me tell you something. Some people might say, I don't have no addiction. I'm not average. I'm perfect. All that. But God said, all sin is unrighteousness. It's no little sin. It is no big sin. So all sin is unrighteousness, and we need help with everything. Nobody can't look down on the other. We all need it. Because if what we are planted in us is negative, then we can forget about our dreams coming to pass. You could be 90, 80, 70, 60, and you're still in the same spot. Take for instance, I'm not talking about nobody because I don't know where half the people stay. But anyway, you got some people staying in a rent house. I'm just using this as an example. I ain't talking about nobody. And they've been in that rent house 30 years. Something wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that picture. God wants us to go from glory to glory. He wants us to move. He don't want us to stay stagnant in the same spot. Never going nowhere. Never doing nothing. Never accomplishing nothing. When you reprogram your mind, then you will move. You won't stay in the same rent house. I'm just using the rent as an example. I'm not pointing my finger at nobody. But you won't stay doing the same thing over and over and over again. Like my pastor say, you keep going around that same mountain over and over and over again. If your mind is transformed, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. You're moving. Amen?
Amen.
If your thinking is limited, your life will be limited.
That's right.
We got to be careful of what we think. We need to delete some of that negative stuff because negativism only discourage us. It affect our makeup. We wanna move. We wanna do things. We wanna go places. He said he came to give us life and life more abundantly. He don't want us to stay in the same spot all the time. But if we don't get our mind transformed, we will stay in the same spot. We're going to have to do something, say something, make something happen. We got to do that. And we need to start. If we're in the same position, we need to start telling God, restore us back to our health. Give us favor. Make us prosperous and succeed in whatever we touch. We're going to have to start speaking it out of our mouth. We're going to have to open our mouth and speak what God tell us to speak. The scripture in Proverbs 4:23 tells us, guard our minds and our hearts and our mouth. Be careful what we say, what words we speak, because the thoughts we dwell on control our whole life. We got to be careful what we speak. How we say it, when we say it. Wow. And then a lot of times we say, I was just joking. I'm just playing. Words. But do you know those same words will mess us up? When I say mess us up, it'll destroy. Because God didn't come to destroy us. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. So you have to be careful what you say about yourself and what you say about other people too. You got to be careful. It might seem like it's nothing to it, or it's so innocent, but you got to be careful. In the book of Joshua, he's in 1:8. He said, "Meditate on the word of God, day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will make your way prosper and successful. God wants us to be prosperous and successful. He don't want none of us in old pitiful poor me. Oh, I can't get that. Oh, I don't have that. Oh, they so-and-so color, that's why they got it. They so-and-so size, that's why they got it. They know so-and-so. It has nothing to do with none of that. It's what you've been saying with your mouth. It's how you say it with your mouth. Because he already said, he said, all souls belong to me. And I wish that none shall perish. So he don't just want the black to prosper and be successful. He don't just want the white to prosper and be successful. Any other nationality. He wants us all to prosper and be successful. So all that negative thought about what you ain't got, what color you is, and what they said, and what done, it does not matter. That's why our mind need to be transformed. When your mind is filled with thoughts of faith, hope, and victory, that what's become your reality. It didn't say nothing about what color you are, how much money you got, what you drive, where you live, or none of that. Or what kind of job you work at. It say when your mind is filled with thoughts of faith, hope, and victory, that's what becomes a reality. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind have to be transformed. You have to change your thinking, your stinking thinking. That's what my pastor said. Change your thinking, stinking thinking. Your bad thinking, or your negative thinking, or whatever. You got to change it so you can change it to thoughts of faith, hope, victory. That's what become your reality. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that trials and tribulations is not going to come in life. They're coming because that's life. He say, but our trials and tribulations come to make us strong, not make us weak, not drag us down, not beat us up, but you won't know until you get your mind transformed. You got to have your mind transformed so you can have the right kind of thoughts. Thoughts of faith, hope, victory. Then that's what becomes our reality. It becomes our reality. That's why the scripture says, I give you peace even in the midst of the storm. He said, I give you peace the world can't give you, and peace surpass all understanding. We may not even understand it, I said, but we have peace. That's one reason so much havoc is going on in the world today. Because if you had peace, a lot of things we wouldn't do. No peace, no hope. You know, when you give up on hope, you know, it's all right. What happened? Anything goes. Ain't no hope no more anyway. Ain't no peace. Ain't no faith. So a lot of people throw in the towel. But I tell you this morning, pull the towel back in. Pull it back in. And go to the Word of God. Go to Romans 12 and 2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is renewed through the Word of God. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to say, this is it. You don't have to say, I'm just lay here and wait and see what happens next. I'm just waiting to die. I'm just waiting to hear what this one did, that one did. No, 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 no. You don't have to do that. You can be restored. We can have victory. We can have faith. We can have hope. It's what you fill your mind with. It's what thoughts you put in your mind. What are you putting there? What are you saying about yourself and others? What words are you saying about who you